Radio.
Eyewitness is a growing Catholic conference held each year in Sydney, Australia, currently attracting almost 300 participants. I caught up with one of the founders, Javina Graham, to talk about the rise and success of the conference.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining me today, Javina.
No worries.
I just wanted to get started with asking you about what exactly is the Eyewitness Conference?
The Eyewitness Conference is a yearly conference for young adults aged between 18 to 35 who are either Catholic or interested in learning more about the Catholic faith. There's a four-day program, which kind of consists of an academic program with usually eight talks spread throughout. Eight talks that are designed to be informative and comprising knowledge, introducing new knowledge for anyone on any level of faith. Interspersed amongst that is a kind of like a fun program. We make sure that like there's a great deal of physical activity and challenges that are kind of based around just the whole theme of living life to the full. And of course, punctuating all of that and underlying all of it is the liturgy. So divine liturgy and mass every day and access to confession and regular prayer like the Angelus that we say together. So those three elements combined, I guess you could call it formation, fun, and faith, of course, all blended together.
Okay, now you've been here since the very beginning of Eyewitness.
I have, yes. Yep.
5 years ago?
5 years, 2008, so this is the fifth year and it was 4 years ago that started, yep.
Wow, that's awesome. So why exactly did Eyewitness get started and how did it get started?
I can only say the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and I mean that in a very real way. After World Youth Day 2008, my very dear friend, my best friend, Amy Veerboom, thought it would be great if there was a conference for young adults like she'd seen them with all her Protestant friends. She was really inspired to realise that this would actually be something that is needed amongst young adults, young Catholic adults, and that would work really well with the faith because the faith is, there's so much to find and learn from and so much fellowship to be gained. So basically Amy had this idea and all her friends thought she was crazy, but that we'd help her anyway because she's Amy and we love her. And so we helped her, and it was really, really hard the first year. We struggled to get registrations. We didn't know what we were doing. We were a bunch of kids, you know, and it was just a bunch of young people running it for our friends, basically. And for us, we wanted to learn more and to have this kind of experience. And then, look, that first year was, for me, a more overpowering experience of the Holy Spirit outpouring grace than World Youth Day itself. And that's a huge statement because I love World Youth Day. But just to see the effects of what just, I don't know, 10 clueless young people, like we really didn't do that. Like there was so much that was not done and not done properly. And yet, even though we hadn't done it, it just worked and people loved it and people grew to love the Lord more. And there were massive conversions. And to be honest, 5 days before the start of the conference, I think we only had 50 registrations and we needed like 120 to break even, and we thought this is going to be an absolute disaster. But when the time came, you know, we had 140 people come, and it was just, it blew us all away. And for me, that was such a powerful experience of grace. And I still remember that first eyewitness on the final day, we got presented with a gift, or the leaders got presented with a gift. It was an exercise book that every single person had written in saying, thank you for doing this. And I still have that book. It made me cry so much reading that because I thought, this isn't anything I've done. And yet somehow the Lord has used my hands or whatever.
Yeah, praise God for that.
Absolutely.
So you said you were struggling to get 120 registrations
Yeah, very much so.
Now, I'm presuming it's grown quite a bit since then. There seems to be over 200 people at this one.
Well, it has every year. There's been more and more. This year we have 282 registrations.
Wow.
Yeah.
How have you seen that grow over the years? How has Eyewitness... Has it changed shape? It's obviously grown. How has it really changed over time?
I think the one thing that doesn't change is the fact that it is a bunch of kids who aren't professionals at this trying to put it together. And so it's never really a professional outfit or anything like that. You will see mistakes and last minute things in what we do. But what certainly hasn't changed is the unexpected graces that come when you just think, oh, it's not going to work. I guess what has changed is the diversity. I mean, in the first year, it was us calling all our friends and saying, please bring someone. This year, more than ever, there's been faces so many people I just don't know, I've never heard of. You know, people that come from far and wide who come alone, you know, like we have people from way out of town who have come here alone and we don't even know how the word reaches them. It's not just our friends anymore, it's people who've heard about this thing and want to come along. And I think that's, in terms of who comes, that's how it's grown. But there's so much more that has changed.
So what's been the highlight for you over these last five eyewitnesses? What's really stood out for you as the, I guess, maybe the greatest blessing or the most exciting event? Or, yeah, what's been the best thing, you think, over these last eyewitness conferences?
I think, for me, I wouldn't be in this if I didn't feel just a beautiful, like the presence of God so powerfully here. And overall, that's definitely the highlight for me in general, just being able to see the effects of the Holy Spirit so tangibly in the people that come here and enjoy it, and my friends who enjoy it, and the strangers that I see who just love it. But on a really concrete level, I think there's a moment that really sticks out for me. That was actually the first eyewitness in 2008, because someone pulled out at the last minute, like a day before they were going to speak, a big speaker. And we just didn't have anyone to fill it because it was a big topic that they were to speak on and there was going to be a glaring hole in our program. And then all of a sudden I just thought, look, why don't we ask that visiting Canadian priest, Father Tom Ruzicka, who's speaking at that big conference down the road. He'd been flown out by this massive Catholic youth conference with a huge budget. And I thought, well, we'll see if he's free. And we called someone who knew him. And through that chain of people, he was like, yeah, I'd love to come. Can someone pick me up? I'll go. Yes, I'm free at that time. Yes. So we drove across the road somewhere out of Parramatta in the middle of the Saturday and brought him back. And he gave the most beautiful talk on Blessed John Paul II to this crowd of people who'd never known, a lot of people who'd never really known JP2 very well. And for me, that was just like such a providential moment. I'll always remember that because he just spoke from the heart and he spoke to youth who he loved. And that was great. But the other absolute highlight is the fact that from last year we've had perpetual adoration. And I think really that has just been made a huge difference to the whole conference. Absolutely. I mean, adoration was always a huge, an important component, but now it is, I think it's the heart of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you.
And I will be definitely looking forward to Eyewitness 6 in 2013.
Oh, wow, me too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Luke.
My favourite part of Eyewitness was definitely perpetual adoration. I think of all the Catholic retreats I've ever been to, I don't think I've ever, ever been to one where I got the opportunity to go to adoration whenever I felt like it, or, you know, even when I didn't feel like it. You know, sometimes, you know, the Lord calls us to just spend some time with Him. You may not have anything to say, but just to be in His loving presence, I think that was probably one of the best moments of Eyewitness.
My highlight of Eyewitness was just before the Eyewitness Challenge began. We had a huge Lebanese party and danced and brought out the drums, and that was just awesome, living life to the full. Yeah.
I think Robert Tilley's talk was my highlight. I really think he taught me a lot to appreciate life as more serious, whilst we can still have fun at the same time.
Confession. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. The healing adoration, definitely. Definitely brings a tear to my eye.
Pretty much my highlight was just meeting everyone from different parts of Sydney. It's not every day that you meet someone, like, all together here.
The generosity of people and how welcoming they are, and just the energy that's here and everything like that. Everyone's so welcoming.
The healing adoration, definitely. Definitely brings a tear to my eye.
The adoration, because it's the center of our faith, and it's good to spend so much time with our Lord.
Definitely the Eucharistic healing night. I was just so moved, and so many emotions is going through my head, and just I feel that everyone got so much out of it.
The whole thing was a highlight. I loved every moment of it. and wish to come back next year.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I think the highlight would have to be adoration and learning about more about your faith, and meeting lots of Catholic people.
For more interviews, talks and shows, visit cradio.org.au.